All right. This is March the 15th, 2012, and we are starting the Pacifica's Affiliate Task Force meeting, and we are going to start with the roll call.
Okay. This is Teresa Allen, the secretary, and actually, I'm not quite prepared for that. I don't know what I tell you this. I'm a little distracted too. I know you're on the road, but I'm a little distracted too. I'm sorry to say. Bear with me.
Teresa, what we can do under the circumstances, we could just have people say who's on the call. I think that would be sufficient. Okay with everyone else. Because we don't have all the names at this point of who's on the task force this year. So anyway, I didn't introduce myself. I'm Heather Gray. I'm co-chair of the Pacific Affiliate Task Force.
And our Campbell Johnson, the other co-chair, said he might be a little bit late, correct?
That's
I'm from KPFT in Houston.
Ursula Rudenberg, affiliates chair, affiliates coordinator.
Think we have somebody else who got on?
What happened to Lawrence?
No,
Lawrence?
Lawrence, are you there?
Yes.
You're Lawrence?
Yeah, Lawrence Reyes, KPFT.
Okay.
And I have to leave in 30 minutes.
Okay.
Right. And did anybody else get on the call? Somebody else got on the call?
No, that was Otis coming back.
Okay. Oh, Otis coming back. All right, Otis, thank you. So, so Madam Secretary, the minutes.
Okay, I sent out the minutes, and I sent them out again to Lawrence, and I sent them out immediately after our last meeting. In fact, I think the very same night. So, I move that we approve these minutes of February 9th of 12.
Are there any objections to that? All right, so let's just approve those minutes then. All right. One of the things about the minutes, Teresa, were there some tasks on that we were supposed to be doing this past month? Do you want to mention some of those tasks? Are they on the minutes there?
Yes. What was agreed to be done was Ursula agreed to send a letter on behalf of the Affiliate Task Force and another on behalf of the Pacifica Foundation to Nick Wolf, thanking him for the grant financing the 99% project. And she also said she would send a note to the Pacifica Network General Managers, GRC Listserv, and Pacifica Announce, asking for affiliate participation on the Affiliate Task Force.
Right.
Okay, was that done, Ursula?
Oh, the first one was done, but the second, I got to admit, I didn't do. I will do that tomorrow.
Okay. All right, and Ursula also agreed to generate a standalone question of affiliates on Pacifica Announce as to their wishes for the 2012 election coverage.
My impression was by the end of the discussion last time that we had backed away from that, so I didn't understand that part of it because
okay.
Our discussion had we decided not to do that, as I remember it. If the task force still wants me to do it, I can go ahead and do it.
I think we should. I don't think it would hurt for the feedback, and it will. If we do that, then it will indicate to the affiliates that we are always seeking their input.
Okay.
And you also said that you were going to post the latest version of the survey again.
Yeah, I did that. I've been working on it quite a bit, and it is posted.
Okay.
I just posted it tonight.
Okay.
Oh, okay, that's good. All right.
So are we agreed, Heather, that and Lawrence, that we want Ursula to attempt to ask GM's GRC listserv and Pacific announce for affiliate participation the issue was
what they want for coverage.
What kind of coverage they want for 2012 election coverage.
I think the question was also what they were planning on doing, if they have plans on covering the election, what those were.
Okay,
I'll do that. I did send out that question a few months ago, and I didn't get any responses. But I will. I asked both questions, but I will send it out again.
Okay,
that'd be great. That'd be great.
Okay.
I'd like to send out something as well, or say I think we talked about that. So
okay.
I'd like to put myself in that mix. Okay. All right.
Okay. Maybe you and I can do it together. And
yeah, that would be great.
Okay.
That'd be
good
great.
Idea.
All right.
Okay. And then Campbell Johnson was going to work with Ursula on possibly Heather on the portal project, and he was going to talk to me about the possible contribution of the Brennan Center of Justice to the affiliate marketing plan. I have not done that with him. Have you worked with the portal project with him?
I've worked with Heather on it. Campbell has not been.
Okay.
I don't know.
And we'll be able to report on that tonight, actually.
Okay. I'm going to put you on hold 1 minute. I will be right back.
Wait a minute. What just happened?
We just lost our secretary for a minute. Lawrence, while we're waiting for our secretary, could you tell us what your interest is? Your interest might be as far as the affiliate task force is concerned. Just curious.
I want to learn more about the affiliates. I also hoping to add Radio Caracoles in Puerto Rico to be an affiliate as well. I had discussed with Ursula some years ago.
Okay, excellent.
Yeah, I do remember that now. Yeah, I do remember that.
So we have our secretary back.
Did
somebody else call in? Somebody else call in?
Hi, this is Ankine Agassian. I apologize. This is the day we record our show, and I'm in the middle of editing. My apologies for coming in late.
Your name again, I'm sorry?
Ankine, A-N-K-I-N-E, Ankine.
And how do you spell your last name?
A-G-H-A-S-S-I-A-N.
And where are you from, Ankine?
KPFK.
Okay, right. That's who you were talking about earlier, Lawrence. Okay. Well, welcome, Ankine. We're so pleased to have you here this evening. So, we have started our meeting, I just want you to know. And we have Lawrence, also from KPFK, Ursula, who's the coordinator of the affiliates program, Teresa, who's from the Houston station, and I'm with WRC in Atlanta, which is an affiliate station to Pacifica. So that's who's on the call right now, so we welcome you.
Hi, everyone.
There's some who can't join us and might be coming on later. So, we were just moving to Ursula's report. Ursula, you want to give us your report?
I'm going to keep it real short because looking at the agenda, I see some of it is on the agenda, so I don't want to take up more time than necessary. I have worked farther to work with the 99% report group. They did edit their first, or they did produce their first Sprouts show, which was a great show. It was highly produced. It did, however, cause a little bit of a stir because there was they didn't really bleep out the word bullshit properly, and so I ended up going back in and editing it out for them. And we had a talk about that, and they were extremely sorry, and I'm going to provide them with a description of what's not prohibited on radio. And
right.
So they were extremely compliant. I mean, they were not in any way resistant to the idea that they had to edit for radio more carefully. And so they have decided to go ahead with the next show, which I think will be around May 1st. And it's just feeling like a really good relationship, even though it was off to a little bit of a bumpy start.
How many of the affiliates are taking that?
Well, let me see. Hold on a second. I can give you an estimate. Obviously, I don't see what goes who takes it from the satellite, but based on the audio port, it's predatory things in the computers these days. Let me try again. I would guess it was about the normal amount of about 30 to 40 stations. Yeah, I don't exactly have an exact number because I took down the original show, and I would guess that it's at around 30, 35 stations.
Good. Okay.
That's good.
I finalized a new affiliate, which I mentioned was underway in the last report, which is WNHNLP in Concord, New Hampshire. WNHN.
In where?
Concord, New Hampshire.
Okay.
And they're very excited. They're just going on the air, I think, I don't know, this week or so. And they are, in discussion with me to try and decide what kind of programs they want to take from Pacifica. They are looking at Al Jazeera and a number of other shows.
And they are low power.
They're a low power station, yeah.
Okay.
And I have been interviewing people for the assistant position. Or I don't think it. I'm calling it an operations position for the affiliates program. And I interviewed 7 people. I received 7 resumes and interviewed 7 people. And initially was interested in hiring somebody from Richmond, Virginia, but he ended up taking a different job. And so as of tomorrow, I will complete the process and make my choice and let everybody know, whether they got it or not. And I will be sending a report in to Arlene of how what happened in the process. So basically, there's been 7 interviews. All 7 people have received, notification that they will be notified shortly about the results. And so hopefully within the next 2 weeks, I'll be able to get somebody on board. And one of the highest priorities with the new person will be to begin an extensive data management project to build a database and to generally get a lot of information cleaned up so that everybody has a better sense of what's going on in the affiliates program, including me. And have the information more easily accessible through a database. Then I have been working on some ideas for the portal project, but I think that I'm going to end the report now because a lot of these topics are in the agenda, so I don't want to, I don't want to go on and on. And that's essentially it. I'm very excited about having a new person come into the program on staff so that we can really bring a lot of things together that are pretty ragged around the edges right now due to lack of time. So I'm real excited about improving the management of the program.
That's wonderful, Ursula. Now, this person will not be with you physically, right? They'll be some other place, country.
One of the applicants is actually physically here where I am in Iowa. And I am seriously considering him.
Okay, interesting. Okay.
Can I ask a question? I'm sorry, can I ask a question to Ursula?
Please,
yeah. Absolutely. Hey, Ursula, the 99% show, if I go to AudioPort, I want to listen to it. What is it, what category is it under?
The easiest way, that all Sprouts shows are under public files. You can find it under Sprouts, which is a weekly show. But if you go to the right side of the blue navigation bar on the right, you'll see there's a link that says public files. And if you go there, that's the easiest way to find it.
Okay.
And it's currently the second from the top. This week we're doing, in honor of Women's History Month, we're doing a show scanning. From tomorrow, I'm going to do a show about a woman who stood in front of a deforestation project, bare-chested, reciting poems from the goddess to protect the trees. So I'm looking forward to that show.
When you say we, who's putting the, if I may ask, when you say we, who is it that puts this together? Do you accept shows from other?
I'm the producer for the show and the coordinator,
okay.
So I'm responsible for it. But the actual production is done by a different affiliate every week.
I see. Okay.
And this would be a group out in Ukiah, California.
Okay, great. Thank you.
All right, so we'll be talking a little bit more about the 99% report. I want to talk a little bit about that as we go through the agenda here. But
the name of the Sprouts show you were looking for is called OWS Housing and Financial Crisis.
Okay, so we're going to that's okay. So let's move on to the report on the portal project. And it would be good to give a bit of a summary, I think, to Lawrence. And did somebody else just come on?
Yeah, this is Kim.
Hi, Kim. How are you?
Well, I don't get these emails. You know, I don't get the reminder email. So I don't know. Somebody sent one. I guess Ursula sent one a little while ago. And I thought, okay, it is tonight. And I, you know, whatever.
Oh, that's too bad. I'm sorry.
Well, it's not your fault. I mean, it's an issue with Amali, and he and Otis have, you know, I'm still on. And, I mean, this is true for all of my committees. We don't know why it's not coming through.
Hmm.
So,
odd.
Yeah, I mean, but it's helpful when it comes through the, you know, the email list for me.
Well, I'm very sorry that we actually moved the affiliate meeting from the second Thursday, because the Pacifica National Board takes precedence and they wanted the second Thursday. And then they canceled that because it was International Women's Day. So I don't know. If we decide that this is our regular meeting time, then maybe you can just mark your calendar.
All right.
But we really should. We will try to find out why you're not receiving proper notification.
Yeah, as I said, I mean, I've already gone through it. Whatever. I mean, you know.
But welcome, Kim.
Yeah.
Well, we're into the agenda now. Actually, we were just about to talk about the Portal Project, and I don't know how much you might know about this as well, but I'm sure that Lawrence and Ankine, did I pronounce it right?
Yes.
Oh, is that on there? Hi, Ankine.
Yes.
Hi.
Yes, wonderful. So, about the Portal Project. But,
what project?
What project? It's called the Portal Project.
How do you say that?
And P-O-R-T-A-L.
Portal. Okay, Portal. Yeah.
Okay, Portal.
Were we supposed to get an agenda? I apologize. Were we supposed to get an agenda?
Yeah, the agenda. Yes, right. But I must. We're apologizing tonight because we also did not know who from KPFK or other sister stations actually signed up for the affiliates. We had not received that information.
Okay,
I had.
That's okay.
But so that's why. But we'll make sure that doesn't happen in the future. We'll get everybody on this. So
thank you.
The agenda. Let me just go through the agenda so you'll know. I mean, it's, you know, relatively short, straightforward agenda. And it's, you know, we just approved the minutes from the last meeting, a report from Ursula. You all came in on the tail end of Ursula's report. And then we're going to some separate reports. We've been working on a portal project. We have are discussing how we want to move forward on this, and we'll explain more of that to you. We wanted to talk a little bit more about the 99% report, which the affiliate task force started as well. We have talked about developing a newsletter for affiliates. We'll talk a little bit about that as well. And we also are planning a survey for this year of the affiliate stations. And so that's the last item on that, and then to adjourn. Ursula, I was wondering, could you just give a brief summary about the Portal Project so the folks who have been on the task force before would understand a little bit about this?
We do have a website for the Pacifica Affiliates Network called pacificanetwork.org, and it's time to upgrade the website. And we're interested in making it into more of a portal which represents the entirety of the network, the concept of the Pacifica Network as the community radio broadcast network for the United States, and in a sense to use it more to promote the idea of community radio and our network in a way that will benefit everybody in the network, and hopefully eventually actually serve as a financial support system for community radio and in general, and in the process also benefit Pacifica as the organization spearheading that. And so the idea of the portal would be that it would create pages that would go on the websites of every station in the network that wanted to participate. So that every station's own website would then become an entrance or a point of entrance into the realm of the whole network. And there are a number of reasons why we would want to do that. And because of the financial crisis, in a way, we're kind of focusing on the financial side of things first and thinking about, first of all, just developing a comprehensive map of the network so that people can clearly see it and find it and have a visual understanding of it. And also, in conjunction with that map, having it connect to an e-commerce site where we could jointly own an e-commerce function and split the revenue between Pacifica and the individual station who is making the sale. So in a sense, what we're looking to do is to utilize the fact that we, in a sense, have a national market share and use that, hopefully, to bring in more revenue for everybody in the network. So the general concept is that, especially during hard times, we want to really take a hard look at the consolidation of the many, many resources the network has as a network of almost 200 stations and to really begin looking at ways to utilize that and start doing that through a portal on the web that really represents the whole network and connects each and individual station to that concept. So that's kind of a general kind of mission statement. Specifically, I think the starting point is to make a map and a map which can have many kind of dimensions to it, and an e-commerce site that kind of weaves together with the map so that as people look at the map, they're also encouraged to use the e-commerce site to raise revenue for the stations.
Mm.
There is an underlying kind of philosophical is not the right word. There's an underlying business idea that I think goes along with this, and I am now speaking for myself. I'm not speaking for anybody else, but I've been thinking about this for a very long time and speaking to many, many people about it. And it is very clear to me that the concept, especially in these times, as the abuses of the corporate world are being put more and more into the spotlight, the question really is coming more and more in focus. What is ethical commerce? What is ethical business? I mean, business, by inherently, is not an unethical thing, we're just looking more and more at a system that has become unethical. And so in response to that, there is a growing discussion about what constitutes business that has environmental and social conscience. And because we own a relatively large market share, because we have so many affiliates with so many listeners, I think there is a business idea that is worthwhile looking at in terms of possibly pioneering the relationship with ethical business. And I'll just kind of leave it at that right now, because I haven't done anything or, you know, but I think there's an inherent opportunity there that is worth looking at, because people are struggling for models for what is the way to move forward. And I think there's opportunity there for us to look at that as well.
Sorry, I just had my phone on mute here. I'd like to share a little bit with folks some of this. We're talking about e-commerce here, and it would be an opportunity for the affiliate stations actually to be raising money and also promoting products like Fair Exchange, for example. This is Fair Exchange, right? Isn't it?
Equal Exchange.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Equal Exchange. For example, Equal Exchange would be on the various websites of affiliate stations. If someone purchased a product from Equal Exchange from, say, my station, WRFG, then WRFG would get a percentage or a commission from the sales, 5-10%, whatever we decide. But the thing that's good about this is that it provides the opportunity for Equal Exchange to promote its business and its products without costing them an arm and a leg. It provides a bit of an income for radio stations, and we don't have to do the work because Equal Exchange would fulfill that order.
And it would provide income to Pacifica.
And it would provide income to Pacifica as well. So we've been talking about this for, a year and a half, 2 years? I guess we've been talking about this.
Actually, it's been about 3 years.
Has it been 3 years? Unbelievable. It's been a long time, but we're trying to figure out how to move forward and implement this. We always seem to have something that blocks us doing this. But just so you all know, I work with farmers. This is a cooperative economic development. So Ursula and I have also talked with some of the folks in the co-op community about this. And Ursula, I've been doing that since we had this discussion last week again, talking with folks. Like, I talked with John Zippert, who's the director of our programs. I mean, he agrees it's just everybody we've talked with says it's just a really good idea. It's a matter of identifying some of these businesses, but folks are ready to talk about this, I need to say. Because most small businesses do not have a budget to help promote their products or their business. And this is a perfect way. It's a perfect way to do that. For me, it's a win-win. It's a win-win proposition all the way around. So that's it in a nutshell. We could expound a little bit more if we want. We haven't developed exactly how this will look, what kind of percentages we're talking about. But we have been developing concepts on it that we really need to start sharing with everybody, get your input on it. But does anybody have any questions or ideas or concerns?
I have a question.
Go ahead.
I have a question. What kind of a products are we talking about that are you considering? And then our other question is, given that we're nonprofit, how does this work, you know, selling stuff? How does that work?
With Equal Exchange, we're talking about fair trade products, which obviously coffee is one of them. But they sell a lot of other types of agricultural products. And actually, a lot of small farmers make their income through the web. So there are a number of different types of products that you could think of that were agricultural. The The other question is that the question about the nonprofit, it kind of depends on how much money you make. I mean, most stations are already doing some form of e-commerce by selling T-shirts or, tapes. And so essentially the situation is that if you make a certain amount of money beyond a certain threshold, then you have to pay taxes on it like everybody else. But a nonprofit organization can certainly have an enterprise. Lots of them do. So they can make money. It just means that you have to pay taxes.
Okay.
This is Kim.
Go ahead, Kim.
I just want to see the numbers, you know, when you get them.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I know, I know I have one internet radio show that I listen to, and I know that they have a fair trade coffee sponsor. But I have no idea what these numbers are like and how much time and effort we should put into it relative to, you know, what realistically can be made from it. I mean, it's certainly a noble idea, but, you know, let's see some numbers before we spend a whole lot of time.
Okay, fair enough. I'm fine with that. I'm fine with that. I think, to be really honest, I think the survey is a much more important discussion right now for the task force. I think you're right in a way.
All right. So, anyway, we wanted to share that with you.
I think Lauren is trying to.
Oh, Lauren, do you want to say something?
Yeah, I have to go right now because the meeting was short notice. I had a previous commitment, so I'm sorry.
No problem. Thanks for joining us. Great. All right, take care.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right, bye-bye. But we wanted to give you all an update about this or share the concept with you a bit.
Hello? This is Teresa. I wanted to say two things, and I'm sorry we lost Lawrence. I wanted to ask if this date every month is okay with him. We will be asking that question. But I did want to say something about the portal project. I mean, I know that, for example, Winona LaDuke, her tribe sells honey and lots of other products. And I think they're trying to generate, like, wind power or something like that. I mean, that is something that is a very noble project that we might want to support. And another thing that did occur to me was musicians, for example, that kind of like, hello, somebody has a train near them. Who just joined the call with a train in the background? Hello?
Sorry about that.
Hello. Okay.
Ames is a train town. Sorry.
Okay. Anyway, I think that one of the first things that occurred to Ursula was that someone came to her that was a musician and suggested that that if somehow their CDs could be somehow linked, that people that were singing music that was compatible with the Pacifica Mission could somehow give a little bit of money to the foundation when people bought their CDs through some sort of portal project. That's all.
Okay.
Heather?
Hello?
Heather?
I think Heather dropped out. She's on the road.
Okay.
Oh.
All right.
Okay,
so
who's on there right now? Is that who's left? Ursula, are you there?
I'm here.
No,
yes.
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Okay.
Right. Can you hear me? I'm sorry. So I was wondering if we could go to do we want to say anything else about the Portal Project right now? I know we want to get on to the survey at the end here, but anything else about the Portal Project?
Well, I just wonder if there's any way you can, if you have a summary or something I can read again about, you know, like you can email. I think it's a great idea.
Yeah, I have a summary I can send you.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah, Teresa, do you have the email addresses for the for new people? Because I don't know where to send any of these things.
I do have. I have Lawrence's email, and maybe if when the meeting is over, if Akine can stay on the line and give me her email and contact information, then I will have it right away and send it to you.
Okay. I did get an email, by the way. I did get a notification, so, but I asked, sure.
All right, that's great. Could we move on then to the 99% report? Ursula,
sure.
Did you have anything else to mention about that?
Not really.
Well, I wanted to mention that I did talk with Danny Schechter.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
Yeah. So I want you all to know that Ursula and Dina, who is normally on the task force, which she couldn't come this evening, but they met with the producers of this in New York a few weeks ago. And do any of you all know Danny Schechter? Anybody know him?
Yeah, we interviewed him last year.
Right. So anyway, Danny's a good friend of mine, and he was in that meeting as well. So I talked with him, and Ursula, we want to work together on this, so it'll be fun. We can have
okay.
a good time doing this.
So he
we
felt good
talk
about it?
Yeah, he did. He really right. likes these guys doing the work. And so we were talking a little bit about money. Now, Danny was saying they only need about $1,000, what he said.
Yeah.
So, all right, so we need to know what that $1,000 is for, some kind of, you know, what it is. So,
well, they said they were going to submit a budget.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah.
So that'll be good. All right. So we look forward to getting the budget.
Yeah.
All right.
They also
good.
Said they thought they knew where to go for the money because they have sources within the Occupy movement.
Okay. That's good, too.
Yeah.
All right. So as soon as you get that budget, are you talking with them fairly frequently?
By email. We did speak by phone this week, but we're only really speaking by phone maybe once a month. But we're in contact by email, so hopefully they'll send me something soon.
Yeah. All right, so we look forward I look forward to seeing that, actually. So, all right.
May I ask one question?
Yeah, sure.
How do you spell Schechter?
Oh, this is a hard S. Hold on. I always leave out an S or an H or a...
S-C-H-E-C-H-T-E-R.
E-H-T-E-R, that's right.
No K.
No.
All right, thank you.
All right, so move on to the newsletter. I want to ask, are any of you new folks on the committee, are you writers?
In the past, a long time ago.
Yeah. Well, one of the things that we talked about doing was we've tried to figure out ways to better communicate, you know, all the
I'm going to be on for a while.
Various affiliate stations that report on what different folks are doing. So we thought we would create a newsletter.
Okay.
And I think it would probably primarily be, it would be an electronic newsletter we would get out to folks. The original plan was to do this monthly.
Hello.
Hi, is that Campbell?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Campbell. Welcome.
Thank you.
So,
is the motion to adjourn in order now?
No, it's not.
Okay.
No, not yet. Does anybody want to add anything else to that? We haven't really started this yet.
Really?
No, we've not started the news. No, we started the meeting, Campbell. We haven't started doing anything with this newsletter yet. But one of the things we were going to do in the first newsletter was to get some information about what the affiliates were doing on covering the election. So that was one of the reasons why we wanted to get that notice out, Ursula, to be sharing that with other folks within the network about what's happening with the election.
Mm-hmm.
So does anybody else want to say anything about the newsletter? And it would be great if some folks on the task force wanted to help with that, too. That would be wonderful.
Yeah, what's your vision? This is Ankina. What is your vision? What do you foresee? I mean, do you see it? What kind of articles do you want in there? And do you want something that's laid out a certain way or something that's just an email with maybe a series of articles that's easier to do than laying out a page?
Well, Akina, you're going to develop the vision, you see. That's the plan.
I'm the one? I'm sorry?
You're going to develop the vision. That's the plan, right? So we're just developing it. So we need ideas from you and everybody else in the town. That's how we're going to do this. Right?
Okay.
We haven't done it. This hasn't been done before with the affiliates.
Let me ask
back.
A question, if I may. Wondering if I had put together some ideas in regard to that in one of our emails a while back in terms of, you know, some things. I think this may have been in response to some issues that were raised by Afia, and she had a lot of information she felt should be shared regarding Mr. Dooley. And what I was suggesting was that maybe that could be serialized, that we could look at such things as having, you know, particular, like a magazine-type format. And I think that certainly the notion of what are the affiliates doing in regard to the upcoming elections and whatnot, or depending if they've had some already, what they're doing in that regard. There may be a technology piece somewhere. I don't know what would, you know, fit in there, but that's one of the subject matter areas that I thought might be useful. And, you know, collaborations, I think, would be a good thing to highlight as well. This is just off the top of my head, but I think I went into greater depth on it when I sent the email out.
I remember that. We'll go back to that, take a look at it.
Okay.
If I can't find it, I've got to have it there. If I can't find it, I'll ask you to send it out again.
Sure, I will.
Thanks for saying that. I do want to mention, Akine, though, and to everybody, that I think that one of the reasons we wanted to do this was to share this information with affiliates. I mean, so the affiliates know what other affiliates are doing, but also because we felt that a lot of the sister stations, specifically the sister stations, didn't really know what the affiliates were doing either. So it was a way of just better communicating with all of the various stations, actually. So
okay.
If everybody wants to help on this, that would be great as we're developing this. I don't know what to say about it right now.
Something somebody hit me up on the other day, that it's sexist to refer to our fellow stations, our partner stations, as sister stations. I never thought
so
of
what,
that.
What do you call them? I, you know, whatever people, you know, what do you want to call them?
I know.
What do you want to call them?
I should call them Ali. But, no.
Oh, okay.
I'm thinking that partner stations might be a...
Partner stations?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Sounds good.
Just thought I'd say it since it was something that flashed by my mind.
All right. Teresa, you wanted to say something?
Yes. In our last meeting, Campbell suggested that we discuss a Radio South program in our newsletter, in our first e-newsletter, and I think that's a good idea. And Dina Colbert suggested that each issue might have a report from the affiliate director, a report from one or both of the affiliate coordinators, and then a feature of a one of the stations. And I imagine that some of the topics that I see in the grassroots radio listserv, that those actually could be at times something that ends up in the newsletter, because people, you know, ask, you know, how do you, you know, what do you do, you know, let's think of some fundraising ideas, you know, this, you know, or somebody might say this, we found this particularly successful, or they're just some ideas that you might see in the grassroots listserv that could be maybe put into a little bit better format and sent out in our e-newsletter. That's
right.
Just both my ideas from what I've seen in our minutes.
That's great, Teresa. I was just thinking if we could come up with this category, these various categories like you and Campbell were just talking about, and if various task force members could take one of them and just do that for that month's newsletter, that might be, well, it certainly would be helpful, you know, if everybody was involved in this somehow. And it doesn't have to be anything that's really long either. We could start by having something that's just really short. If everybody would just take one aspect of it, then we could get it out. We have to feel the interest in this, but I guess first we need to identify the categories for sure that we want. So we could make that an action item, Teresa, to come up with this month, you know, a list of all the things we want in this newsletter. You know, ideas for this.
Say that one more time.
If we could just come up, you've already identified, and Campbell has as well, some of the things for the newsletter. We could come up with this list. And just really kind of massage that this month and present it to the group at the next meeting.
I agree. I think that would be a good idea. Plus, which I think that, you know, we want to make our newsletter recipients, our fellow affiliates, part of the dialogue.
Yeah,
and maybe
that's
there
a good
would
idea.
Be an. You know, an issue that could be suggested that, you know, they might want to engage, or what we could do is to throw the question out to the recipients of the newsletter, what would you like to see?
Yeah, that's a great idea, Campbell.
And I've got
a
fundraising idea that I think may be something that could could apply. I know we're looking at doing it in WPFW, and I'm thinking that this is something that the affiliates might want to do in their communities, where it can help ingrain them into the community. And let me not hide it mysteriously for too long. A recipe book, and you can do a recipe book. Either more of a hands-on type project, or you can do a recipe book, you know, where you get one of these online companies that will virtually do it for you. But the thing is that you aren't going to have a product that's going to come in with a low enough cost so that you can make a tremendous margin on it. But I think if we think through the topic a little bit, as it may relate to the affiliates, we could come up with something that could be useful for them. And a recipe book does not age on the shelf, you know. You can have it as a promotional piece in, you know, in February for Valentine's Day, Mother's Day. Ooh, maybe that might get in trouble. Or, you know, for Christmas or whatever. It's something that I'm saying can be useful throughout the year. So that's one thing, but I think we should, you know, toss it around or think about it somewhat in the context of how would it work for affiliates. See, with regard to WPFW, we could put have recipes from our programmers, have recipes from some of the people maybe on the Hill or something like that, and, you know, photos and small bios and stuff like that, you know, from these things. Plus which, one thing that could be done is that you can, in terms of maybe eating establishments in your area, you can get an eating establishment to put a recipe in there for a price and provide a coupon for your whoever buys the recipe book.
You know,
there are a number of things that can be done, and I don't want to just, you know, be diarrhea of the mind on it, but we ought to kind of target some ideas that maybe we could put in, I would suppose, maybe no more than 500 words as part of this thing, you know. But that's one thing, a fundraising idea, you know, that could be applicable.
You know, I want to just, if we could just talk about this a little bit further, I want to mention to you all that, so I work with farmers, right, across the South, black farmers across the South. So one of our farmers, some of our, at our market, farmers are saying that folks don't know how to cook like they used to, so they wanted to develop a cookbook. So we did that, and we asked for recipes from across the South. But, you know, so we do have a recipe book that I'll share with everybody if we want to do something like this, just for, as a sample. But the thing that we did that was interesting is the cookbook, we were able to put in a lot of the history of our organization and so forth.
Right.
So if we did, so let's say hypothetically the affiliates wanted to do something like that, it could be something from specific affiliates, and it could demonstrate the huge diversity that we have with radio stations mm-hmm. in America. There could be recipes from the Native American community and from the Latino community and from the white community, from the black community, whatever. It could be, and then also information about the cultures, about the radios. It could be really fascinating, Campbell. I'm glad you brought that up. It's just a wonderful idea. And I do want to mention also to you all, just so you know, when I was working on this, on this recipe book, I ended up talking with folks at Texas A&M, which is primarily an agriculture university in Texas. Right, Teresa? Anyway, I was talking with folks there, and in this particular division within the university, they constantly were putting up recipes, new recipes almost every week, and they said it just drove people to their site. It was just a wonderful draw. So that's something to think about as well.
Mm-hmm. Which school is that now?
It's Texas A&M.
Oh, okay.
Now, I wanted to mention also that, just so you all know, Akine, I know you're new to this, and I think most of the other folks would know this, but we have community radio stations affiliated to Pacifica that are generated by wind power, water power, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So that's really interesting, too. I think that the public should
yeah.
know about. But any case. So there are a lot of there's an article.
Technology section.
Yeah, there's an article right there. There's a story right there.
There really is. All right, anything else on this? We're going to develop some ideas for the newsletter, what we want in it, how it'll look, any ideas, anybody. We'll send out an email to everyone asking for ideas as well about it. Any
Heather,
ideas.
When you say we, does that mean you?
Probably me.
Isn't that something?
I'll send it out.
But everybody
has to help with this now. You know, it
yeah,
needs to be a collective
yeah.
effort.
So you, Heather, you don't have a mouse in your pocket, huh?
No, all right. No, but some really great ideas. I really like it. So moving on to the survey, Ursula, this is your thing. So where are we on it?
Well, the last step was that Chandra and somebody else, I can't remember who else, did a version and sent it to me, and I've been chewing over it for the last few months, and I've come up with the latest version I can think of, and I took out some things. I took out questions that I felt were questions that my office really should find out, like, name of staff people and all that stuff. I think that's a waste of time for the task force. And I kind of narrowed it down to a beginning section, which really are kind of, we put it in the survey at the end, before, but I put it at the beginning because it's the hardest question, and I would want people to answer it before they were tired and crabby. And those questions are, what is the main reasons you affiliate with Pacifica? What do you like best about Pacifica services? What do you like least about it? What concerns or problems should we address regarding our affiliates? And then finally, an invitation to join the task force. So I put those at the beginning because if we put them at the end, nobody's going to answer those questions. They're going to
mm-hmm.
be too tired.
Mm-hmm.
So then I moved into a very short section called management structure, which just basically asks what kind of structure they use to manage the station. And, very briefly. And then there's a large section called Listening Audience, Programming, and Reception Methods. And it starts out with what kind of program styles do you have, what's your dominant focus, and then questions about the listening size, and whether they have, satellite stations or translators outside of their listening areas to get a sense of the breadth of their audience. And then we had a bunch of questions that came up about what kind of audience they had. Was it local, regional, national? Did they target programming to various ethnicities, various ages? And then I just changed the question at the end to, what other types of niche audiences have you identified for orienting your programs? And then there's a whole list of potential ones, such as agriculture, disability, youth, women, there's a whole list. And then, of course, there's other. And then I added a question, because I think this is an important one, is that, do you have a signature morning show that acts as the voice of the station? And then some questions about if they do, how that is, and if they don't, how do they have any sort of way for their station to have a voice? And then do they produce local news? And just kind of general questions about their way they approach programming. And then it kind of segues into what kind of programming they take from Pacifica, how they take it, and finally at the end a few mechanical questions like what kind of automation systems do they use? Would they use Twitter feed for emergency alerts about broadcasting? And various things like that. And then finally, the last section is the section I call development, where we ask questions about, how they raise money. Do they take underwriting? If they do, do they have an outline? Do they have policies about who they take underwriting from and what kind of criteria do they use? Have they identified businesses in the area that have high social and environmental conscious standards, and then what kind of partnerships they've developed with local businesses and organizations.
Good question.
And in what ways are they getting support from the community? Are they meeting the economic crisis? What kind of fundraising tools are working? Which ones aren't? Do they use social networking? Do they sell? Do they have e-commerce? Do they put advertising on their website? And finally, would they be interested in some sort of national cooperative effort with Pacifica Network to address financial issues? So that's the flow that I created. And even as I'm talking, I'm seeing ways that I would edit again. So I did upload it to the listserv archives, so you should have all gotten, those of you who are on the listserv should have gotten a notice that there's a new document with a link to it. But to tell you the truth, it's funny, like every time you read it aloud, you see things you want to change. So I'm going to keep working on it, but I think it's a lot closer to what I think is a bunch of questions that will provide a lot of interesting information to you as the task force, to the Pacifica National Board, and to the affiliates about each other. I think we've kind of tried to strike a balance about how we can work together and what different models are working for people. And if they want to talk to each other, they could possibly, if an affiliate wants to find another station that's doing a certain type of activity, they could call us and we would be able to tell them where that station would be because of the survey. So that's what I did. I'm this has been really difficult process for all of us to narrow this down. And I'm feeling more that this is something that would be very helpful. The only thing is it's still very long, and I have questions about whether people will answer so many questions.
Ursula?
Yeah.
Did you get a thing from me? I know I did a review of the survey a while back, and did I actually send it in, or?
I don't remember anything like that from you, Campbell. I think I would have looked that over.
Okay.
If you have it, would you still send it to me?
Yes.
But you know, in a way, look at this one too. Okay.
Okay. Sure.
Know.
Sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely. One thing also I was just going to mention is how you would feel about asking them about whether they were in the NFCB, or what would they like to see NFCB or GRC do that maybe they aren't doing now, or something like that.
I don't know.
Do we dare ask those guys a question?
No, just that, you know, we're doing so much work for our own network. I don't know if we want to add more work for other organizations.
No, I'm talking about for us. You know, if they aren't doing
that?
Something that folks want them to do, then that's a niche for us where we can do it. You see what I'm saying? Or if people are if they're disgruntled about something that these entities are doing, coalition and whatnot, that's supposed to be representing, you know, and speaking to their interests, there may be some unmet need or area of discontent or something that, or we can find out that really some of what we're looking at doing or are doing is completely redundant, you know, and that would be a good thing to know.
I have to think about that. I mean,
okay.
The thing is, I mean, the reason why I go to these meetings yearly is to find out that information.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if they would tell me anything that they haven't already told me at these meetings.
Yeah, the thing I was just thinking about is that the folks that maybe don't go to those meetings.
I think you need to find a way to rephrase that question then, because that...
Okay.
I mean, I kind of get a sense of what you're getting at. I just don't.
Uh-huh.
There needs to be a better way to put it. I understand what you're saying in a way. It's kind of like, what kind of national support services do you feel are lacking, or something like that?
That can be a piece of it.
Yeah, and I can tell you the answer to that right away. It's financial support.
Ah.
Everybody's
okay.
Real clear about that, and so, that's why we've been focusing on the Portal Project.
Okay.
But I agree. I mean, let me see if I can find some way to word that. Something like, what kind of national support services for community radio do you feel are missing? Does that make sense?
It kind of sort of, but I know that, you know, you'll work it around a bit, and
okay.
And maybe somebody else will have a thought on it as well. But
okay.
But I think that it's kind of a question that, darn, we shouldn't leave the table without asking.
Okay. Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
I'm sorry, this is Ankina. How did you say we can access this survey?
You are not on the listserv. There's a listserv for the task force, and you're not on it yet. So, but I will send it to you.
Okay, thank you.
Teresa's going to give me your email, so I'll send it to you as well, so that you don't get, stuck behind.
We're getting close to adjourning, so I would suggest that that Ankina remember to stay on the line after we go off stream, and we will get that so Ursula can send that out. Because I'd like you to personally send it to me too, again, anyway.
Okay, I guess, I don't know, Heather, where you want to go with this. This is just kind of the piece that I said I would do. So I kind of just submit it back to you and the task force to take the next step, whatever that may be.
When do you think we would be able to, begin implementing it?
I think we should ask Dina to review it, and...
Well, I'll tell you one thing. One of the things I would like to offer is that when this new staff person comes, that I could ask him to research formats,
mm-hmm.
because I think we have a formatting problem, and I think that we probably want to use something like SurveyMonkey or some other survey software to make it an easier... The way we have it set up right now on a spreadsheet, I just think is... really difficult.
Too cumbersome.
Yeah, and And survey, you know, these surveys, they're not expensive.
Yeah.
And it's more a matter of just somebody researching it, and maybe if you want, I can assign for that person to put the survey to upload it into some survey like SurveyMonkey, so that it's ready to look at in that form.
Do we have any beloved interns in New York who might be enthralled with the idea?
Maybe. I don't know.
This is Kim. We're doing a survey at KPFK, and Allie Lexa is kind of in charge, but we've used this survey company before, and he's happy with it, so that may be a place to start.
Okay, thanks, Kim. I'll call him and ask him.
Yeah, thanks.
Okay. I mean, I feel that this survey is important, and it's important to the task force, and I think it does answer a lot of the desire I keep hearing to learn more about the affiliates, and so I think it's worth it to really move forward and to use staff time to put it in a form that you guys can easily use as quickly as possible, as soon as you feel that the survey is what you really want, you know, whether the questions are what you really want.
No.
So,
Teresa
was recommending that we ask Dina to look at it. I think that's a great idea.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think everybody should look at it.
I agree everyone should, but, you know, it was great having Dina doing the work initially. So I agree everyone should look at it. But let's ask Dina especially to take a look, see what she thinks.
Now, in administering it, we're still going to be having a human being administering it, like on the telephone?
Well, I think that probably the way to do it is to send it out first and see who responds, which will be very few. And then whoever has not responded, then we divide those up between members of the task force and we start calling them. Does that make sense?
Okay.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I do want to mention that I think this probably wasn't mentioned, but another one of the reasons for doing this is to help with Pacifica fundraising, too, because once we have a better feel of the affiliates and their audiences and so forth, it'll give a better sense of how broad the audience is for Pacifica programs and so forth. So it sort of adds to our image, I think.
Is that your Harley?
When writing proposals or whatever. Pardon me?
Is that your Harley in the background?
I'm sorry.
No, I'm gonna get off. I'm sure nobody can hear me.
Let me just get off while it's there.
No, because my phone is just acting up here too. So I want to. So it's wonderful to hear you all again. Let me get off. I keep having to figure out how to get the telephone energized or boost up this battery or something. It's crazy.
Well,
so I'll talk with you all later.
Okay. Well, can I just ask how this is going to be moved forward, or should I just wait to hear what happens next?
Well, you put the survey out, right? You put the survey out, but we can also circulate it around the whole task force, right? We have from what's up there. So we'll just start working on that, and we'll have another report at the next meeting.
Well, I would like to ask Dina what she thinks would be the next step.
That's a good idea.
So
I like that too.
Ursula, if you're gonna run it by Ali Lexa, and you're gonna send it to the task force one more time, and then I will talk to Dina and ask what she thinks is the next step, and if she thinks she needs to take it, we'll take that next step. Maybe even, calling task force members to ask for their personal opinions on it. Is there anything else that you think that we should specifically do with the survey?
Nope.
Okay.
I'm going to jump in here. I'm hoping we can get the survey done this year. I'd like to see it get done this year.
I'd like to see it go out within a month.
Yeah, that sounds good. But at least to get it completed and, the data collected, whatever we need to do to analyze it this year. So, all right.
I was hoping that we'd have it done, we would be sending it out in January, but,
Okay.
Reality is reality.
So
and we get it done
like,
this year.
It sounds like
good.
Heather wants to leave the call, Campbell.
Okay.
Thank you, Heather. My apology, everyone. My battery just keeps going out on me. So thanks, everybody.
Okay, bye.
Take care.
Okay,
all right, bye-bye.
Okay.
Was that anything
Campbell,
else?
I have to get off fairly soon, fairly quickly, too, and we've reported on the action items earlier in the meeting, but I can go over that again.
Oh.
And then
would they be in writing somewhere? Maybe Ursula's got it in writing and she can forward it?
The action items are at the last part of our last minute.
I'm sorry. Yes.
Which we approved.
Yes.
And earlier in the meeting, we went over what had been done. Like, I sent a letter to the PNB encouraging them to read the latest affiliate report and encouraging them to join the affiliate task force and to make routine reports to their LSBs. Ursula Rudenberg and Heather have discussed the portal project, and you and I still need to discuss the Brennan Center of Justice. So let's make arrangements to talk about that either tomorrow or sometime early this week.
Okay.
Ursula did not generate the standalone question of the affiliates on the Pacific Announce as to their wishes for 2012 election coverage, but she's going to do it now, and she has posted the latest version of the survey. Ursula, did you say you had sent a letter on behalf of Affiliate Task Force and another on behalf of the foundation to Nick Wolf?
Yeah.
Okay, you did that. And you were going to send a note to the Pacifica GMs, GRC, Listserv, and Pacifica Announce asking for participation on the task force.
Yeah. Yeah.
So did you do that or are you going to do it again?
No, I said I didn't do it. I will do it.
Okay. So those were the action items. And if I understand it, we have two action items that have been generated from this meeting. And the one is having to do with the survey. Ursula's going to send it to Alexa, and I'm going to get with Dina and find out what the next step is. And then, as I understand it, Heather is going to send out one more request for ideas on the news of what should be in the newsletter, and then she's going to take the lead on that. So those are the two action items that I understand.
Sounds good to me. Thank you.
One other thing, then, is the next meeting. Because the National Board has taken second Thursdays, do we want to go with this date for our future meeting, which is, what are we, the third Thursdays? Does anybody have a problem with that?
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, in my case, Thursdays are not the best, but I will make the time because we record and edit and finish our show on Thursday, upload it by tonight for some sister stations who air our show. So it's not the best day, but if it's once a month, I think I can kind of fit it into the schedule.
I thank you. I thank you very much for being accommodating because we've been kind of like a little orphan looking for a home here.
Oh, you're welcome. You know, I like what you guys are doing. Everything you've said so far is just exciting. I look forward to being a part of it.
I'm going to schedule the next three or four third Thursdays at 8 p.m. Eastern. And I did get a call from Shonda Hopman. She had been in the hospital yesterday, and she was not feeling up to it. So I'm hoping we will give her an excused absence for tonight.
Sounds good to me.
Okay.
Only thing I have a potential problem with third Thursdays is that we have our LSB show, and they often ask me to participate on that. That's from 7 to 8. So I would have to have a cell phone with me to be able to get on at the beginning. Tonight was an unusual circumstance. We had a relocation committee meeting. I'm chair of that. And our relocation effort may be getting hot and heavy, but we usually meet on Wednesdays. So you know, I'm anticipate and I'm hoping we can do more through email. But, you know, so it's almost 7 days a week. But, you know, I'll go with you know, trying to work with the third Thursday.
All right. So I think all we need to do, Mr. Chair, I move that we adjourn.
Is there any without objection?